place where, down the valley that we've gone to for years and years. And I would get, but I'd get them up here when your mother, you know, mm-hmm. was in there, mm-hmm. your grandmother.
When we had Don Colicchi's.
Yeah, when you had Don Colicchi's.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they always come six to a thing, so uh-huh. I'd have to give a few of them away if I want a different kind of tomatoes. And now they have a lemon tomato that's pretty good.
Oh, interesting.
It really is. I had some of that last year, a lemon tomato.
Do you have any fruit trees?
We don't. Oh, well, we do. We have a beautiful apricot that mm-hmm. does not have any apricots on
it. Interesting.
The one that's towards the back, the wind comes through. And we
on
had
this side over here?
Mm-hmm, in the corner. We had
yeah.
We had a peach. We used to have, where the garden is, before we really put a garden in, we had two little small peach trees that had wonderful peaches on them.
This is the first year we haven't had stuff.
No, that we haven't
already.
Done the garden.
Hmm. Well, what's happened to us?
Well, we just didn't get started. And you, with a garden, you have to do it.
It takes all your time.
And, it's, you know, a certain time.
Yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
I just let it go this year.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, you didn't boss me around.
No.
There's a corn that you pick up and eat. You call that what?
Corn on the cob?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And the things that you have to peel off the corn so you can
husks.
Cook it. Mm-hmm. And inside there's a stringy substance you have to peel off also.
Oh, what do they call that? Because we just had corn last night. What do they call that?
Yeah, would you call it silk?
Yeah, silk.
Okay.
You're right.
Now, there's a whole bunch of different vegetables. They're all in the same family, I guess, but they're all, some are long and green, and some are little and brown, and these are what kind of vegetable, do you think?
Long and green.
Some of them are pinto.
Beans?
Mm-hmm. If somebody said to you that they had beans for dinner, what kind of beans would they have had?
Well, see, they could have string beans, which
mm-hmm.
is a green bean, or like you said, they could have pinto beans, or they could have, I used to raise some, those little yellow beans, which are good, and you can't buy those in the store,
mm-hmm.
so we won't have them this year, unless I can buy them at a stand somewhere.
Are those the wax beans?
The wax beans,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And wax beans do very well here, but you can't buy them in the grocery stores. I've never found. Yes, in cans.
But
you
not.
Can.
You're right. I've never seen them outside
uh-uh.
of cans.
Mm-mm.
Mm. Those big yellow vegetables are called.
Big yellow vegetables, squash.
Mm-hmm. And the brown vegetable that has eyes is called. It's under the ground.
Oh, potato.
Mm-hmm. And let's see, inside a cherry you find what?
Seed.
Mm-hmm. And inside a peach?
A seed.
Okay. Now, is there a different name for the outside of a peach seed and the inside of it? Because if you crack it open, there's a little thing inside.
Oh, there is a little. I don't know.
Some people call it a kernel.
Oh, a kernel. I never have thought of that.
Well, I wouldn't think of it either. I don't know how people come up with these things. A peach that the seed comes out of very easily is called what?
Oh. It is different. It. And I usually look for those. I like that. Those better.
Oh.
Now that's something that has skipped my mind. You do have a peach where the. And I can't think of that either.
Have you heard of a freestone?
Yeah.
Peach?
Mm-hmm.
Called that?
Freestone. That's usually what I look for.
Do you know the name of the other one? The one that holds onto its seed very tightly?
No.
Cling?
Cling.